Senator Al Simpson, President Reagan's personal efforts to promote democracy around the world are really paying off. You might say we have a revolution, a good one. Ted Kennedy and I will face off in a moment. Ted, just 10 years ago, just 1/4 of those persons in Latin America were living under a democratic government. Today, nearly 90% of those citizens have the benefits of democracy, freedom of speech, freedom of the press, the right to vote. In the Eastern Bloc countries, we see the concept of political democracy emerging as issues like market economies are being discussed in Hungary, Poland, and the Soviet Union. We can point to real progress in China, too. All developments that were inconceivable just a few years ago. You've been throwing brickbats, words, and sticks and stones at the Reagan foreign policy for the past 7 years. America and democracy are leading the world, and it all happened without you, Ted.
Al, the Reagan administration deserves credit for those pluses in foreign policy, but you forgot to mention quite a few minuses. There's that little matter of illegal trading arms for hostages with Iran and secretly channeling the proceeds to the Contras in Nicaragua. Oliver North's going on trial, Al, so Iran-Contragate won't go away soon. We still haven't got the answer to the all-important question of the presidential campaign. What did Vice President Bush know, and when did he know it? We could ask the same question about the fiasco in Panama and the administration's corrupt dealing with drug-running General Noriega. And if you're honest about the Reagan-Bush record on foreign policy, Al, you can't overlook the blunders in the Middle East, especially the Marines left unprotected in Beirut. Don't forget South Africa either, Al. Your right-wing policy made America the last best friend of apartheid. You'll never catch a Dukakis administration doing that, Al. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off again tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.